Hey there, everybody. Welcome into the Lay Up Lines podcast. We've got a lot of stuff to cover today. Baseball playoffs starting tonight with Nick's own New York Yankees playing against the Twins. The Jets are 2-2 now.
Yes, sir.
We'll cover some college football. We'll talk Rick Pitino today, the implications of that for Louisville's program and just for college basketball in general. And then the NBA made a big announcement today with the reformatting of the All-Star game. So a lot of ground to cover today, guys. But let's just get into the baseball playoffs right now. Yankees are playing the Twins right now. They're down 3-0. Still in the first, though, so...
Very early.
Yeah, very early.
I don't even think we've gone up the bat yet.
No, you haven't. It's top of the first. One out, two guys on. Yeah, well, how are you feeling, Nick?
I'm pretty confident, I would say. But not a good start, but I think we'll recover.
Yeah. The thing about this, though, is it's single elimination. Yeah. So if you guys just have a bad game for some reason...
Don't worry. Judge got you.
Yeah. Gary Sanchez, too.
Already a pitching change, by the way, for the Yankees. Only 0.1 innings pitched for the starting pitcher.
Yeah, well, he gave up 2 home runs already. He needs to get out of there. Yeah. He ain't got time to be playing around.
No, yeah, you're right. He also gave up a single and a double right after that.
Oh, jeez. Who do we have in there?
You've got Chad Green in there now.
Who we had before?
The starter was Severino.
Should have started CeCe.
Yeah. Bad start for the Yankees at this point, but we'll see if they can recover.
We'll be all right.
If they do recover, Nick, how are you feeling against the Indians in a couple of days?
Be a battle of heavyweights, but
yeah, I think Corey Kluber has been ridiculous all season.
Yeah, I think we got a little something for him.
All right.
But we got to worry about this game first. So.
Yeah.
One game at a time.
Definitely one game at a time. But I actually like the Indians to win it all this year. No disrespect to the Yankees.
They are playing the Yankees next, so I wouldn't put some money on it, you know.
No, yeah. No disrespect to anybody else. The Nationals, I think, also have a shot. The Cubs, obviously.
The Nationals always have a shot, but they blow it.
Yeah, no, they do. I don't know what it is, but they're just not built for the playoffs, I guess.
Like, I don't know. We'll see. It's a new year.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it'll definitely be interesting. I'm more excited, I think, for this playoff than in years past, for sure. But, yeah, so your other New York team, the Jets.
2-2.
2-2.
They said we was going 0-16.
Hey, right now you're tied with the Pats.
Yeah. Hashtag shock the world.
I've never seen anybody as excited about being 2-2 as you were on Sunday.
Well, I think it's just the principle of the whole thing. We were not favored to win not one game this year. We weren't even favored to beat the Browns.
That's sad.
And now we've defied all the odds and we're 2-2. They thought we was tanking this season, but we're going for the playoffs.
Yeah. That's your prediction, right? You're saying y'all are going to make the playoffs?
Wild card, definitely.
Wild card, wow.
Wild card.
Wow. I just don't see it, man. I'm sorry.
Hey.
You about to play the Browns.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all will be 3-2 after this week.
Hopefully.
Because you play the Browns. But
I think we will be.
But beyond that, like, you've got to play the Patriots
twice. That's a 3-game win streak. Now they're on a roll.
Yeah. Confidence is up. Confidence is up.
I don't know, man.
Josh McCown, best ball of his career right now? No, just kidding.
I've heard people calling this the Josh McCown era. I don't know, man.
I think this is a one-year thing.
That seems really forced to me. But.
Yeah, Jermaine Kearse, it's been a sleeper this year.
No, yeah, he has. We talked about him last week, too.
People are sleeping on him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been a fantasy nightmare, really, for people playing against him. But
as long as we get those wins, that's all that matters. 2-2.
You are going to be 3-2 probably after you play the Browns, but you've got the Patriots the next week.
Oh, yeah. I think we're waiting for that one.
Oh, my God.
We're definitely waiting for that one.
I mean, if the Patriots' defense continues to be as bad as it's been, though, You guys could feasibly beat them. I'm not saying.
I like how you have your hopes up, chat.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's not really even me being high on the Jets at all. Actually, I think y'all might.
You're excited that the Pats are not looking great.
No, yeah, you're right. I think the Jets might earn bowl eligibility this year, as a ceiling.
Bowl eligibility?
Yeah, 6 wins. 6 wins is my prediction for the Jets. I don't know. New England's defense has just been bad. Stephon Gilmore has like 5 illegal hands to the face penalties already.
Would you call it the Madden curse if Tom Brady is still playing out of his mind but his team is losing?
I would, because that's what Brady has hung his whole career on, is winning.
Yeah.
Like, that's when people look at Brady's stats, all of his stats are impressive. He's in the top 5 in most of the major statistical categories, but the thing you point to is wins. You point to Super Bowl wins. You point to regular season wins. I mean, he's number 1 in all of those playoff wins. So, yeah, no, I would attribute that to the Madden curse for sure.
Mm. I like it.
I remember the first Madden curse that really got to me back in 2008. Vince Young was on the Titans.
On,
Oh my gosh, he just went downhill. Jeff Fisher and Bud Adams had a giant feud about if Vince Young should start, and then Jeff Fisher got fired. And while that seems like a good thing that Jeff Fisher got fired, our coaches after that were like Mike Munchak and Ken Wisenhunt, and
How old were you in 2008? What was you, like 11?
Ten? I was 9.
9?
Or 10. Nine, or, yeah, I guess 10.
And you remember all of this?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
He holds grudges, man.
It still makes me mad to this day. But Vince Young could be the greatest quarterback of all time had he not been on the cover of Madden. I don't actually believe
we're
that.
We're really going to attribute that to being the Madden cover athlete.
I mean, the Madden curse is real, man. You look over the years, it ruined. It's the cover of Madden has had either an awful season or like a career-ending injury or something for, like, I think I want to say like 15 of the last 17 years or something. It's absolutely absurd. But no. Speaking of the Titans, though, and bad things that have happened to the Titans, they looked absolutely awful on Sunday against the Texans.
Yeah. That
57 points given up by the – or, well, not all of it was by the defense. Matt Castle threw 1 or 2 pick sixes after Mariota went down. We signed Brandon Whedon today.
Still won't sign Kaepernick.
We're not
going to get into that.
Yeah, let's not get into that this week. We made enough people mad last week. But no. I mean, when it gets to the point, though, of signing Brandon Whedon to be the backup this week, and then if Mariota's still hurt, to learn the offense to replace your starting quarterback, that's terrifying. They're saying Mariota's day-to-day, but the fact that we went out and signed a guy like Whedon makes me think the injury might be worse than what people were thinking, unfortunately.
All jokes aside, though, Deshaun Watson is real.
He is. Seth is not going to agree with this.
I hate Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, Seth, is real, and there's nothing you can say that can prove that he's not. He's here. Like, yeah. He's arrived.
5 touchdowns. It's the tied for the most by a rookie quarterback ever. 4 passing touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown. It's and he plays for the Texans, and it makes me mad because the Texans have been a quarterback away. They were a quarterback away the entire time the Titans were bad. And now that the Titans are good, they have their quarterback. And so we're still just like trying to scratch and claw our way to the top of the AFC South. But it'll be a good race for that division this year, though.
I still remember draft day when we went with Jamal Adams and didn't take Deshaun Watson.
Oh, Oh my gosh, man.
I mean, it was still a good pick.
Yeah.
But I felt like we needed to validate that quarterback position instead of Bryce Petty and Christian Hackenberg.
Yeah, no, I agree. It was a weird thing in that, like, Jamal Adams was considered maybe the top prospect in the entire draft by a few people.
Right.
Along with like Myles Garrett and maybe one or two other guys, but nobody else needed a safety before y'all. And I think y'all almost, even though you needed a quarterback, you felt pressured into drafting Jamal Adams because he was the number one. And by that point, he was by far the number one prospect on the board.
Yeah.
But, no, it's interesting. And I think there were actually three good quarterbacks drafted this year, I think. I don't know about Mitch Trubisky and Patty Mahomes yet because we haven't seen them in the regular season. But Mahomes and Trubisky both looked really, really good in the preseason. And from everything I've heard, they've looked really, really good in camp. If Alex Smith would have started out bad this year, or at least even just not fantastic, I think Mahomes might have the starting job because he's really, really turned some heads in camp this year. But who are some of y'all's favorite prospects for next year going into the draft?
Go ahead, Seth.
I really don't know, man. Geez, I can't think of his name right now. Quarterback.
Who am I thinking? Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen, yeah.
Josh Rosen.
Or Sam Darnold.
Yeah, those are the two guys. Josh Rosen. I've got Josh Rosen ahead of Sam Darnold right now.
Just because he's been in, like, the conversation for the Heisman since he was, like, a sophomore in high school.
Actually. But no. Ted Kluck brought this up to me the other day. Sam Darnold just has some plays where he looks a lot like Jay Cutler, where he just makes a stupid decision and tries to just force a ball in there or something, and it winds up being a pick. And I mean, that's why they got upset against Washington State the other day. He had some turnovers, and he just didn't, like, the accuracy was there and the arm strength was there and all of the physical attributes were there, but decision making was really, really poor. And on the last play of the game, he tried to get a ball out into a receiver that he probably just should have thrown away, and since he waited that extra half a second to wait for the receiver to get open, his arm got hit and he fumbled the ball. I wouldn't call him a turnover machine necessarily, but once you get to the NFL and you're playing NFL defenses, I just don't know. I think he's a lot like Jay Cutler, actually. But
Well, that's not a great comparison. But I do hope, being a UCLA guy and my Jets do need a quarterback, I hope we could just kind of match that in heaven, you know?
Yeah.
Just put those two together.
How's that going to happen if the Jets are making the playoffs, though, Nick?
I don't know.
Make a trade.
Yeah, we might trade up. We'll see.
who are you guys going to trade? Jermaine
Curse.
Jermaine Curse for the Browns' number one pick.
Yeah, Leonard Williams. Nah.
Yeah, that's true.
We're not giving up Leonard.
No.
He's an animal.
Yeah. Y'all still have Muhammad Wilkerson too, right?
I think we on the just traded line. Him.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Didn't we just trade him for Jermaine Curse?
No, that was Sheldon Richardson.
Oh,
y'all still have Muhammad Wilkerson.
Yeah.
So yeah, y'all's defensive line is nasty even still, even though y'all traded Richardson. But yeah, I don't know about the Jets this year, but.
Jets are going to be great.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I don't know about playoffs. I'll give them bowl eligibility, though, like I said.
They'll make playoffs, chap.
Yeah. But I want to get into now some of the NCAA investigation stuff that has come out in the last week or two about, like, Rick Pitino and several assistant coaches out there. Allegedly, Rick Pitino had been trying to funnel, like, upwards of $100,000 to the family of a coveted recruit. So What gets me about that this situation, though, is that this is what got him fired, and this is what got him out of, like, D1 college basketball, at least for now, as opposed to, like, all of the other previous allegations against him, like, with the prostitutes back, like, a couple years ago, and, I mean, there were a few things that came up while he was at Kentucky, but what's your take on that, Nick? Why do you think, like, now is the time that Louisville finally pulled the trigger on that?
Well, I think it was the last straw, because with the prostitute scandal, they had said, or he had said, that he had no idea that this was going on, and I think they believed him, and the AD stuck up for him. So I think when this came out, it was just two black eyes on the program. Like,
yeah,
that it a change needed to happen.
You
so.
Can't see with two black eyes.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
His eye was kind of shutting on the first black eye. But no, the AD stuck up for him, and they gave him another shot. But
yeah,
now this comes out, it does not look good.
Yeah. My thing with the first thing, though, is, like, even if Patino didn't know about it, to me, that in and of itself is a problem.
I was about to say, how do you not know that you're hiring prostitutes for your recruits?
I don't know. They said that assistant coach was doing it all on his own.
But, like, even if the assistant coach is doing it all on his own, like, it's in the dorm where all of the basketball players live and where Rick Pitino spends a lot of his time. Mm-hmm. And, like, to me, if you don't know that's going on, then that in and of itself is a problem, and you probably need, I don't know, you need somebody who has the capability of at least being aware of what's going on, because it almost seems like you would have to turn a blind eye on it to not know or not even have any idea that something like that is happening. But
yeah. And then on top of that, like, coming out later and trying to funnel upwards of $100,000 to somebody's family to recruit them, just like, if you're gonna go far enough to do that, I don't know, I just feel like prostitutes might be a little bit cheaper, and I don't think that he's gonna be as averse to that.
I really hope prostitutes are a lot cheaper. I've never bought one before, but I really hope it's not $100,000.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is, but yeah, they ratted him out, though. Like, one of them literally wrote a book about it, and that's how the whole thing got rolling with the allegations and everything at Louisville. But, yeah, it's crazy. The fact that Rick Pitino isn't coaching college basketball, though, is just weird now.
Yeah.
I never particularly was a fan of him, but, like, it's just going to be weird. Like, come March Madness, we're not going to have Rick Pitino coaching Louisville or Kentucky or whoever.
At least you got a little Pitino in Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking forward to that rivalry, man. Like,
right, yeah.
Once or twice a year, maybe. Like, maybe they meet in the tournament or something. But
yeah, that would have been interesting.
But transitioning now to a little bit of NBA basketball. The All-Star game just got really, really interesting. They announced today that...
Did it get that interesting, though?
I think it's really interesting. They announced today that, like, the voting and selection process for the All-Stars is going to be the same. Like, there's still going to be the same amount of Eastern Conference All-Stars as Western Conference All-Stars. There's going to be 12 from each conference. The, like, five of them will be voted in by the fans,
but
and the other seven will be voted in by head coaches. They were already playing pickup.
I mean, but like, actual pickup, not, like,
no,
predetermined teams. Like, it's literally, you got two captains. We're at the court, just be like, I'll take you.
Yeah, no. I just think that's really interesting, though, because, like, what if Steph Curry or Kevin Durant is a captain and Russell Westbrook's on the board? What happens at that point? Because the NBA is already so full of drama and just back and forth between players. I'm really, really excited to see, like, or what if LeBron doesn't take...
Kyrie.
LeBron doesn't take Kyrie, or if Kevin Love makes the All-Star team and LeBron doesn't take Kevin Love, does that cause strife?
Me wants Westbrook to be a captain and then to take all the scrubs from the Eastern Conference just so he can take on the West by himself.
Oh, man, that would be fun. I want that to happen now.
Like, I mean, think about it. Like, who's an Eastern All-Star? Jonas Valanciunas?
I mean, definitely be Kyrie, LeBron, DeMar, Kyle Lowry, Gordon Hayward,
Giannis.
But
beyond Deion that, Waiters, John Wall.
Yeah, John
maybe
Wall.
Bradley Beal.
Goran Dragic.
Andre Drummond.
Oh, yeah, no. These really, you're going to have to start stretching
Zach
out.
Zach LaVine.
Oh, man.
Everybody, all the stars went to, they went out west.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't get that because the east is wide open.
Yeah.
Except for Cleveland.
Yeah. It's,
it's definitely an interesting prospect. And it's interesting seeing people go out west because I think, I don't know, man. Because I, like, you had PG who left Indiana to go to OKC. And as far as, like, money and, like, you know, the city itself, like, I don't think there's a huge difference there.
Yeah, it's similar markets other than Oklahoma City is more marketable right now. Because ultimately the NBA is a national market at this point in time, and you're trying
international,
to...
International. Really?
Yeah, really. International market, you're right. And so... I don't think the NBA is nearly as limited by the market. Like, obviously, if you're in LA or New York or whatever, that helps. But, like, the difference between, like, Indiana and OKC is really just the guys around you and how marketable the team is more than just where you are, I think. Because, like, you had the Lakers for several years who, like, ever since Kobe got old, the Clippers were the more marketable team there, even.
But LA is still the bigger fish, though.
Yeah.
In terms of just that they're going to make more money, they're going to bring in more money, and their name in general is just bigger.
Yeah, you know? No, you're right. But then you can be in a smaller market like, say, Miami, and still be successful and be the more popular team for a period of time if you've got the star players, I think.
Yeah. No, the NBA is definitely a league of stars. Like, you gotta have stars now.
Yeah. Yeah. The impact that one player can have on a basketball team is tremendous, and then you get like four incredible players on one team, like a couple of teams are doing right now, specifically the Warriors.
But I really thought that most teams were going to try to wait out the Warriors era, but like all of the NBA just decided we're going to reload.
We're going to shoot our shot.
Yeah, no. If I would have been an NBA GM right now, like if I would have been the Thunder GM, I probably would have just traded Russ and started to tank, because I don't feel like I wouldn't have felt like I would have had a chance to compete this year, but he's put him in a position to compete.
That's why you're not a GM, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, I couldn't be a GM in the NBA.
Like, I get it. I get the, like, the lure to trade Russ to get, like, a bunch of draft picks and, like, some young talent. But at the same time, like, one, you don't just trade an MVP. And two...
Yeah.
If you do that, like at that point, you don't have anybody interesting on your roster anymore, and like fans aren't going to be coming to show up to watch Steven Adams take over a game.
Yeah, especially in a market like OKC, like Boston did that.
And you need money. Like a team needs money to get free agents, and you can draft all you want, but the draft, it's a lottery, to even like get a top pick. And on top of that, some of those picks are going to be misses, man. Some of those first-round picks, Greg Oden, Anthony Bennett.
Yeah, like Anthony Bennett, like, isn't that. Is Anthony Bennett even playing anymore in the NBA?
He was with the Nets.
He was with the Nets last, but I don't think he's even in the NBA anymore.
Yeah.
He was the number one pick just like.
Shoot, Greg Oden hasn't been in the NBA in a while.
Oh, no.
Poor Greg.
Even though he tried to make a comeback with the Heat, but that didn't work out.
Yeah, I know.
He got picked over KD. So that's, yeah. That's just one of those things, man, where.
The Sonics lucked out on that.
You see guys come in and you think these guys are going to take over and be the face of a franchise, and it just doesn't pan out like that. So it's getting an established star is a lot better for you in almost every way than it is to just gamble on the draft.
Yeah, no. But one established star, even two established stars in the NBA right now, isn't probably going to win you a chip. When you've got three or four, though,
that's when you have a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. But, so, we can go ahead and do our picks now, guys.
Yeah.
If that works. So, we do this thing every week where we each pick one upset. None of us won last week. So, Seth, who do you think is going to upset somebody this week?
I'm going to go bold here. Northwestern over Penn State at Northwestern.
Wow. Northwestern Dang. Over Penn State.
Penn State struggled against Iowa. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. And Northwestern is not a bad team. So I have a feeling that, you know, Penn State's played a couple cupcake teams, added that record. I don't know. I just have a feeling, you know, they might be able to pull it off.
Okay.
Northwestern, huh?
14.5 points. I like it, Seth.
We'll see what happens. Go big or go home, chap.
Yeah. What about you, Nick?
I'm going to go a little off the radar here with Bowling Green at Miami.
At Miami of Ohio, right?
At Miami of Ohio, yes.
Important distinction.
Not the U. We were talking about Ohio.
What's the spread there again?
14.5.
14.5 for both points. Of you guys. Wow.
Yep,
I need both of y'all to not win this week. Cause
I'm like Aaron Judge. I only hit home runs.
Yeah. I need both of y'all to not win this week, though, because I'm picking just a 3.5-point dog in NC State at home against Louisville. They're the only team that's won one of these upset picks so far. They got Seth 12 points over Florida State a couple weeks ago.
Your boy.
Yeah, no. Seth's in the lead with 12 points right now.
We all missed last week, though.
So. Yeah, we all missed last week big time. But my Central Michigan pick lost 28-8. It was really bad.
Yeah, my pick was not a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of them were good.
North Carolina is a dumpster fire this year.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't know that before this week, Seth.
Dude, I was hoping they were going to ride the hype train from last season.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, they lost Mitch Trubisky. But anyways, guys, that's all we have for you today. So tune in next week for another episode of Way Up Lines. Thank you for listening.